Motors. Opportunity for me to spend a little bit of time this morning with Superintendent of Bartlesville Schools, Chuck McCauley. First of all, thanks for coming in, sir. Appreciate it.
You bet, Charlie. Glad to be here.
And a couple of things right offhand. The board was told Monday night that the tennis courts should be ready for action today.
That's exactly right. I did not see the nets on when I went by when I was coming into the office a little before 7, but hopefully they'll be on and we'll be playing on them this afternoon, which is exciting.
That's great, yeah. It's been one of those projects from the bond vote that, compared to building a new school, pretty easy to accomplish.
That's exactly right. We're very pleased that our kids are going to get to use them this season, and there's still going to be a couple finishing touches left in, like our windscreens and benches that'll be finishing up here in the next couple of weeks. But, Dan Kelleher reported that, well, our kids will get to use them today, so that's exciting. It looks like a pretty day to be playing some tennis this afternoon.
I think it would be a great day. I was never a good tennis player, but I enjoyed my time. So,
sure.
Or at least get to chase the ball around anyway.
That's right.
Speaking of chase the ball around, I think it was also reported that the work at Dungey Stadium is, I believe he used the word close.
Yes, we are. We've got a couple projects going on, and that's one of them at Dungey Stadium. They've already completed some of the work, but they're waiting on the lockers in terms of locker room. A couple things to be done there, but they're close. They've been able to work around it, and you know, when we worked with our baseball coaching staff when making a decision on when to get that work started. Of course, they wanted those improvements done as quickly as possible, so they said we'll work around you. So we're excited about that work over at Dungey's. You know, over on our. In our indoor facility over by the high school, just across from 18th Street, the work is very close to being complete inside there. We're taking a portion of that indoor facility and making it a part of it for a cheer room,
mm-hmm.
and another part of it for our weight room. And so, in fact, I think Dan told me this week that the flooring, all that they're waiting on really was the flooring to come in and to be installed, and then we can start moving in there. So that's really exciting. Our cheer program has really grown and done a great job here recently, and the weight room, the athletic weight room, will help all of our athletes. So that's kind of the part of that process in terms of getting those spaces that were around the Phillips Field House, the mm-hmm. old gym, some people refer to it as getting those spaces ready for use in our in that indoor. So
now that's not a regular gym floor where it has to sit and cure and dry, and so we have to let the materials be there for a while.
Correct. No, it's different. It's like a rubber floor. Yeah, yeah. We just need to put it down and we'll be able to use it. So
that's good.
Yeah, that is a good thing too. So yeah, so we have that works going on also, which is close to be complete, and then also our softball field over there by Madison. That work is in progress, and building a locker room for our girls, for the Lady Bruins over there, and also changing the angle of our dugouts. And that work has started. The rains kind of slowed them up a little bit, but yeah. They're on pace to have that work done here this summer as well. The goal is to have it done before the season.
That's great. So really a lot of those projects, finishing more or less on the expected schedule. Nothing's exact. If you wouldn't publish May 15th and try to be done on May 15th, but somewhere around the middle of May, it's a pretty good thing.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So we have those, those going on, and we have several things that'll be going out to bid very soon. Matter of fact, also we approved Monday night some furniture purchases at the board meeting that'll go to 5 different sites, mm-hmm. Which we're pleased to be able to have some updated furnishings. But in terms of projects that we have upcoming that will be going out to bid soon, or I mentioned the Phillips Field House, some work around there to. Actually, that has been that was approved on Monday night, mm-hmm. and so the plan is for that work to start next month. Actually,
wow.
But in terms of bidding, Hoover Elementary, Jane Phillips Elementary, as well as the auditoriums at Central and Madison, those will be going out to bid soon. Also, should mention Monday night that some renovations inside of Madison that was also approved on Monday. They'll get started in May. So quite a bit going on. The net of that square footage for our music programs that'll be from the Phillips Gym and from those Madison renovations is over 7,000 square feet of additional space that they don't have right now for our fine arts kids. So very excited about that. Yesterday we had some exciting news come in too. We had our first two new buses arrived. Yes, and we actually had them out on route yesterday afternoon. So
wow.
We were, So that's we're very excited about. They're much more efficient than the buses that we have several that are 1998 And so they're just not very efficient in terms of a fuel economy. So we're very pleased to get those new buses coming in.
Reading between the lines, and I know that the older buses, I believe, have already been voted as surplus once the new ones arrive. But it's likely that you'll probably use both between now and the end of the school year.
That's right. And as, of course, as soon as just as we demonstrated yesterday, as soon as we have our new buses in, we will be using them. Like I said, we had two on route yesterday afternoon. And our plan that we should have the rest of them in hopefully by the end of the school year. Once we have those in, which we'll have 15 route buses, two activity buses, and then two of the people mover buses. And we should have those all in before the end of the school year. So once we have those in and we're using them, we've already declared the old ones surplus. And our plan is to have an auction probably at the end of May, right around the end of the school year. We'll have that take place over Old Madison. Mm-hmm. And so we encourage, especially if there's any community groups, I know sometimes they are interested in old buses and using those. We're looking forward to allowing someone else to maintain those.
Good idea. There is still some life in them, but they just, again, are
sure
more difficult. Older buses tend to have more problems.
Well, that's right. And so, just like when you have an older vehicle, you spend more in terms of maintaining those. And the fuel economy, what I'm most excited about is, they're about triple the improvement on fuel economy than what the old ones are. So we're excited to gain on that as well.
One other major item of business that the board took care of Monday night was the personnel action on your recommendations for, completing the administrative shuffle, I guess.
That's exactly right. You have a couple new, actually not new to Bartlesville, but new to their roles. First of all, Matt Hancock, who has been with us. He's an assistant principal over at Madison. He's going to be going over to the high school, and he'll be in charge of the Bruin Academy, which is our alternative school, which is housed at the high school. He'll also be picking up some assistant athletic and activity duties, and Matt's done a great job for us. His wife Amanda teaches at the high school. They have a couple of young children, and Matt's done a wonderful job for us, and I really look forward to seeing him continue to grow in that new role. And then we also approved Ariel Ortega, and Ariel is our choir director at Central Middle School. Mm-hmm. And people might know him. He does a lot of things in the community as well on the choral side, as well as being, he was the district teacher of the year 2 years ago. A wonderfully talented man. He has a great family, him and his wife Yenny, and they have two young boys. And so we're excited to have him in his new role. He's done a great job in everything that he's done for us. And so the only remaining administrative vacancy that we have is an assistant principal at Madison to fill Mr. Hancock's role. And Mr. Edson over there is leading a committee to interview for that role. So we'll have that in place. I plan to have a recommendation at the next board meeting to fill out our administrative team.
Sound like moving right along, getting ready for next year, and we're not even done with this one yet.
That's right.
Graduation is set for the final Friday in May. I don't have the number memorized, but it's on or around the 25th or so. Final Friday in May, just ready for Memorial Day weekend.
That's exactly right. That's been our tradition to have that on that Friday. I believe that's the 25th or the 26th, but the Friday before at 8 o'clock. And we're confident that it won't rain.
I'll put that reservation in for you.
Charlie, I appreciate you can make that happen. I know we'll be praying for that. We're looking forward. That's always a wonderful event, and it's really one of the highlights of the school year. And so, looking forward to having that. And gosh, that's not that far away now.
It's not. You've been up on the stage for a number of years, but your first opportunity to MC the thing, so to speak.
That's exactly right, and I really hope that we're doing it outdoors. I know Dr. Quinn was 17-0 on that, so I hope that I can not break that streak. It's just nice when we can have it outdoors because you don't have to worry about limiting any seating for that. And so we want everyone that wants to come that's able to attend to be able to make it. And so, Charlie, I appreciate everyone helping us with that, making sure it doesn't rain during that stretch.
Only influence I have.
Thank you.
We'll take a break and continue our time with Chuck McCauley, Superintendent of Schools, in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church's focus on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
And continuing our time this morning with Superintendent of Schools Chuck McCauley and reviewing some of the things going on, some exciting news with finishing up projects. You got the opportunity to just honor a bunch of educators Monday night. I mean, it's nice to get them all paraded before the board.
It is. You know, we have such hardworking teachers and support staff, and we're able to recognize several groups of those. We started with our Teacher of the Year. We have a site. Every school has a Teacher of the Year, and then we select a District Teacher of the Year, who's Jennifer Flick, who's a second grade teacher over at Wayside, who's a wonderful young lady, and it's a well-deserved honor. We're pleased to recognize her. We also recognize what we call our Rising Star Teachers, which those are folks that have been teaching less than 5 years. They've been teaching at least a year, but between 1 and 5 years, and so we recognize one of those from every site. And then we also have an elementary and secondary Rising Star Teacher. Mm-hmm. And then we also have a Rookie of the Year that we have for an elementary and secondary. We have for those folks that are first-year teachers that have kind of gone above and beyond. And so we're able to recognize all of those groups along with, and I should go back and mention, I want to thank Spears Travel. They have always supported us greatly, and one of the things that they do is they provide our District Teacher of the Year with a couple of round-trip flights anywhere in the country that they want to go to. So I know that...
courtesy of Southwest Airlines and Spirit Travel.
Right, that's exactly right. Really appreciate their support for Kristen and for Ms. Flick and her family to go wherever they'd like to this summer. Hopefully they can do that and enjoy that. We also recognized the Kurt Schmoltz Award winner, who's Terry Reynolds, who's a middle school physical education teacher over at Madison, was recognized. And also our classified or support people, we recognize those as well. And then so it's oftentimes, often first people that you think about is the importance of having teachers, and it is the most important thing that we do in terms of hiring quality staff. But also want to recognize our support staff that really help us. This is the day to day in terms of the custodial and bus drivers and secretaries, the ones that are really in charge of the school. So we were able to recognize them as well. So some hardworking people. Really, it's really nice for them to come and have their families come and to spotlight them as part of our Monday night meeting.
Yeah, I know the principals think they're in charge, but really it's the secretary.
That's exactly right. That's the first person you need to make sure is on your side.
There you go. And I think it's neat that you do recognize those first-year teachers, because while they come as well prepared as they can be, they feel, I think, like they're inventing the wheel all year long.
That's exactly right. It's hard. It's good to take a breath a little bit and to recognize them. And so, which leads us into, we have a Teacher Appreciation Week coming up, which is the first week in May. And so we plan to, all the sites are doing different ways to recognize and appreciate their teachers. I know our Public School Foundation, they purchased a billboard that's over by Sterling's right now. They put it up just after Easter to thank our teachers. And I know that we have one of our committees has a drive going on around town to encourage folks if they have marquees or any ways they have to thank our teachers that week of May 1st to 5th. We really encourage them to do so. My vision for that week, I'm hopeful that everywhere that our teachers go, they'll know that Bartlesville community supports them. So I appreciate and if anyone has knows a teacher, maybe that's a neighbor, someone too. It's a good, because you get to the end of the school year and it's tough. It's a busy time, especially as we end up state testing. And so I hope people take the time to thank them.
I know every year my wife would have a countdown clock. This is the much material I need to cover. This is how many days I've got left to get it done. And it seems like it always worked out, but sometimes I think it was more of a grind than other years.
Yeah, that's exactly right. My wife is a eighth grade math teacher at Central, and so I know that Those eighth graders are ready to be ninth graders, and so, yeah, that's exactly right. But it is a race here at the end of the year.
It is. Other things going on. I know some of the other reports that you get. The board last couple of months, particularly, I think, has really looked at legislative issues that are affecting the educational community, and I guess similar to maybe what the chamber does with legislative issues that affect the business community.
Right.
Just keeping board members informed as far as what could be on the horizon.
That's right, and we plan to keep that on the agenda as we move forward to be discussing any legislation that could impact our schools. We did host a legislative forum on April the 7th, a couple weeks ago, that all three of our local legislators came. Really appreciate them taking the time to do that. They're very busy people. And we had almost 200 people attend that forum, so very pleased with the turnout for that. There's also the community's hosting another forum,
right.
That's going to be mainly education based on Friday, on April 21st.
Mm-hmm. That'll be at the City Council Chamber.
Thank you. Thanks, Charlie, for mentioning that, too. So, yeah, so we try to track that legislation. I'm going through Leadership Bartlesville this year.
Mm-hmm.
I really needed something else to do this year, so I thought I would go through Leadership Bartlesville, which has been a wonderful program. And we actually, our Bartlesville Day at the Capitol was last week.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were able to not only visit with our local folks who represent us, but we also were able to visit with, actually we heard from the Lieutenant Governor as well as visit with him.
I had him on by way of telephone that morning. He was looking forward to seeing you.
That's right. And he mentioned that, Charlie. He mentioned that to our group as well. We had the Speaker of the House and also the Senate Pro Tem. So it was a good day. So, yeah, we try to keep abreast of that best we can. And, of course, the budget is what's driving all the conversations right now.
Sure. And I mentioned to it off the air, and I will mention it on the air. I really get all the educational push to make sure the legislators understand the educational community point of view. Mm-hmm. And on the other hand, I can say, I agree with them. The pie is only so big. So it's a tough problem.
It really is, Charlie. I mean, anybody tied to state funding, it's a challenge with that, too. I hope that and it looks as if they're making progress in terms of some different options in terms of revenue with, wind credits or tax incentives, tax credits, whatever you want to call it, that impact that total, that pie. So because we need that pie to get a little bigger so that our slice can be such that we can adequately fund education. So I appreciate our legislators for coming to our forum, and that's something that we plan to continue with.
Yeah, and I think it's important that the community gets their opportunity to understand what's going on, and that's one reason why we've got the forum Friday night.
That's exactly right.
Other items, you have summer programs. We haven't talked about it yet, but the summer nutrition program I know goes on, and there's other opportunities throughout the summer for students to either get ahead or catch up.
That's exactly right, and we have that going on pretty much all summer, really. We'll have summer school opportunities for our elementary kids and also our middle school and high school kids. We have some neat programs going on this summer that started last year that were funded through the Bartlesville Education Promise.
Mm-hmm.
A couple different opportunities. One, for example, we have a STEM camp that's going out. We partnered out at Tri-County Tech, also with the support of the Lowe Foundation, Barry and Karen Lowe Foundation, helping support that. I think last year we had about 150 kids attend. That's early in June. We also have transition camps going on, which is something that I'm really excited about for kids. So any fifth grade parents, we have a program for kids that are going from fifth into sixth grade. So they'll actually be able to go to their school, go to Central or Madison, and spend time, get to know the lay of the land,
mm-hmm.
As well as get to figure out how to learn how to operate their locker, which is a big thing for.
It is. If you've never done combination lock before, it's a big deal.
Because kids are real comfortable. You're at an elementary school for 7 years if they started in pre-K, and the thought of going to that next big school, we want to make, and they're also going to school with different people. We have three elementaries feeding into each middle school, so Bartlesville Education Promise helps fund those. They actually pay the teachers to work with the kids during that time, so they can contact each middle school to make sure they get enrolled in that. High school has a little different program from 8th to 9th grade. They have a class that they're offering for kids that have struggled maybe in 8th grade. They can pick up a half a credit for that, also funded through Bartlesville Education Promise. They also have some art programs that are going on that help through Bartlesville Education Promise, and the Schmolt Foundation has helped with, and some summer art programs partnering with the Boys and Girls Clubs. So there's a lot going on in the summer, in addition to all the athletic activities, athletics camps, and And of course, and Children's Musical Theater, all those kind of CMT events that are going on as well.
And you get some construction done somewhere along
that's
the line.
Right, that's exactly right. Yeah, we have quite a bit going on, Charlie. It just keeps on going.
Well, it sounds as though it's going to be another busy summertime. And I know you gave a lot of credit to Bartlesville Education Promise. They've been working hard, and they've got some great spokespeople that are out telling their message to the community.
That's exactly right. Martin Garber and Ginger Griffin in particular, yeah. They're the ones that really met with us. And, because we have a lot of great things going on in Bartlesville. We have a wonderful school district, but we definitely have areas we need to improve. One area of focus for us, I feel like our graduation rate needs to improve. We have a good graduation rate, but it needs to be better. And that's one thing that we've talked to them about, ways they can help us. And they continue. I gave you some examples of the summer programs. They're also funding some tutoring with our third graders, as well as our middle schools and our high school kids, on helping them be successful.
Well, congratulations to all of the journalism students picking up another round of awards earlier this month too. So
that's exactly right. Our science fair kids, yep. They had a great,
I saw that last night. I just haven't gotten everything on the air yet, but yeah.
One thing I want to mention too, just also too on the athletic end, I did a little research too with our both cross country teams and our girls swimming team winning those state championships. We've actually won more state championships this year than any other 6A school in Oklahoma. Now that's going into the spring sports season. There'll be several awarded. There's a lot of different things going on and where we'll land after that, but that's one of the things I wanted to mention as well.
Well, it's nice place to be today. Anyway.
That's exactly right. That's right.
Well, it sounds as though it's going to be another good week. Do you still need more volunteers, or is that need pretty much passed?
We can always use volunteers, and so encourage them. They can sign up for that through the website. Our testing is coming to a close. Our elementaries will go just a little bit longer, but that's always a need in terms of proctoring. But please, we encourage folks to get involved. I know there's all kinds of I walk through all the schools, every school every week, and I know I'm amazed when I come in and see all the community volunteers, especially over at Jane Phillips, people coming in and working with kids and reading, and so really encourage people to get involved any way that they can.
Did I remember that you're going to try to spend time in each classroom during Teacher Appreciation Week?
I am, Charlie. That Teacher Appreciation Week, I'm going to visit every classroom in the district, and I want to personally thank every teacher that we have, thank them for their service. So
that's tougher than a lieutenant governor visiting 77 counties. So.
Well, I don't know about that, but I know my job's tough enough.
Thank you very much. That's our Community Connection with Chuck McCauley. Here's news from the ONN.
ONN News, I'm Jacqueline Scott. Among